Okay, we go five shows out of Yosef Parshas Kedoshim, Tavshin Pei Beis, Alin Shmin, Tchus, Hufur, Shlema, Esra, Tila, Basari, Tzipora, Besosh, Chai, Shol, Alin Nishmas, Rav Ruvi, Ben Avchaim, Dina, Avigail, Bas, Eliyo. First idea comes to us from Rav Abram of Slan, was Yartet, is tonight, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar. Pasuk tells us in our Parshas Yotzei Beis, Dabar HaKal Daz B'nei Yisrael, Amar Talem, Kedoshim to you, why should you be holy? Ki Kodosh Ani, Hashem, Elokeichem, because I am holy, I am Hashem, your God. Shkach. Kodesh Baruch is holy, so then we have to be holy, what's going on over here? Says Rav Abram of Slan, yes. We are holy because the Kaddish Baruch is holy. Me'achas she'ani kadosh, hari biyos biyoschem chelik al kamimal akarchem chayavim amatzem lasaktish. If we have a part of the Kaddish Baruch within us, and if a Kaddish Baruch is holy, then why are we fighting it? And came lama lachem lahamtin she'ech ba'aleichem ele kiddushim to you me'atzmechem. You have it. Someone says here, you have to wait to get it to be from. No, every single one of us is holy. How are we holy? Because we have a chelik al kamimal mamish. Because we have the Kaddish Baruch within ourselves. This is what the Tani says. Every single person has a Kaddish Baruch Hu within themselves. You have a chelik al kamimam mamash. As they said, the Sram said, you can run, but you can't hide. You can run away from your neshama. You can run away, and you say, you know what? Ah, the summertime's coming up. It's a time for me to chill out. No. Summertime's coming on now. I hunker down. I'm going to learn, I'm going to even learn even more. And this is exactly brought down from Yerucham Olshin. Yerucham Olshin quotes from the Major Shmuel, and he said, Talmud to Perkei Avos, why is it we brought it's brought down in the Midrash from the Ramah? They're picky of us. You should make sure to be able to read and learn between the Shabbos of in the summer and specifically between the Shabbos and between Pesach and Shavuos. He says, because outside it's starting to warm up. And what's happening? The typhus starting to be able to go the other way. And our job is able to push back strong. Push back strong means with more kedusha and more Torah on Shabbos and more Pirkei Avos. It's not just good enough to have the 15 shir melas of Shabbos. You got to do Pirkei Avos. Ki kadosh ani. How are we supposed to be kadosh? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holy, and we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu within us. It's internal. It's integral. It's who we are. It's our DNA. It's how we learn Pirkei Avos to be able to fight off any of the outside sources, to be able to withstand and continue with the neshama that's on fire within our neshamas. What an incredible idea from Rav of Slonim and also the Tefer Shmuel brought them by Baruch Moshe Shlita. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Divrei Bina by Yisrael Yaakov the Bialah Rebbe. Fourth pasuk in our parsha. Al tifnu ha'alilim v'kem ha'secha los hasu lachem ani Hashem alakichem. Don't look at any of the things happening in this world, the things that you have to put it, the false gods, like Rashi's Lashon Kel, Kelohu Chashov, and to be able to, don't make any images that resemble any type of God. I am a Kadosh Baruch Hu, your God. Says the Dibri Bina, what's the difference? What's Ani Hashem Lekichem doing at the end of this Pasuk? What's Ani Hashem Lekichem? Other Pasuk might understand. Why here? It says, Ala Adam La'avod is Hashem Yisbach Batsur Chiyuvis Mitochus Banus Begadus Hashem. Serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu because of Ani Hashem Lekichem. Not because Al Tifnu Alilim. Al Tifnu Alilim Velke Masecha Lo Sa'asul Lekichem. No. Don't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu because you're scared of what's going to be, because you're scared of Yiras HaOinish, Yiras Chet. That's a Madrega. Says the Bialah Rebbe, the higher level is to look at the Galas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al Tifnu Alilim. Don't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu because of Alilim. Lo Ani Hashem Lekichem. Because you see the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Not because of the year, but because of the Ahava. Because of your love, the Rabbanu Shalom. This is the Rambam writes, the Chazal Torah, Rav Blachman Shlita said this last night. He said, you look at the world, look at your own family, look at your own body, and you see the greatness of every little thing that has to go right. Every little thing in science has to go right. Every little thing in nature. Rav Blachman said that a week before Elul, every year before Elul, he goes to spend time in nature. He goes to spend time in nature. That's the biggest hisoyrus, says Rav Lachman, to get him to the hachana, to the preparation for Elul. To look at the galus of Kadosh Baruch Hu in nature. To speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he was talking about. He called Rabbi Nachman. He said Rabbi Nachman says it's so important to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This spoilers, but specifically in nature, specifically in the field. Rabbi Blachman, our Shiva KBY, was telling us, just like the Rambam says, you find out Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. You see the spoilers of Kadosh Baruch Hu. When? How do you see the galus? Dafka, by looking in the science of the world, looking into your own personal family, looking into your own personal world, and then you see a Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Al tifnu alim. Don't look at the things that you're scared of. Don't look at the things that you're negative things in your life. But ani Hashem Elokeichem. Look at Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at how great a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in your life, your personal life, in the global life, the global world. That is the ultimate level. Beautiful idea for the Bialah Rebbe, the Rambam, and Rav Blachman Shlita. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes from Ach Pritvua, Reb Heschel of Lisko, the Lisko Rav. So I think we said this in the past, but we got to say it again. Make sure to be able to leave Peah and to leave Leket and to don't bother for the Ani and for the convert. Make sure to leave them these things over there. Make sure to leave it. Aleichem l'rachem ala Ani v'agir. You go out of your way to have mercy on the poor and the convert. Kach mida k'negin mida. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you're kind to La'ani v'l'ger ta'azov al-sam, and Hashem Elokeichem, Yudkei Vavkei, I'm going to be able to bring you the Yudkei Vavkei. Says the Ach Pitua, the Yaduat, Hashem is Baruch Hu Rotsa La'ati v'amnam me'ach shalakot tavret tzach le'tzutot hata, l'chin tzarech adem haska b'avos t'chila. So we have to take the first step. When we take the first step, then Hashani Hashem Lekechem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure to be able to. That's the whole Indian of Sfiras HaOmer. The whole Indian of Sfiras HaOmer is for us to be able to work in our midos. Says the Bnei Yischazkar. Bnei Yischazkar says, what's the Gemara? The Mishnah tells us, Perkei Avos, the best, look for the best midah. What's the best midah? The conclusion of Mishnah in the second parak, we're going to learn at the Shabbos. Blazer Ben Rach says, Alev Tov. Says Bnei Yischazkar, Alev Tov is Gematria 49. The whole avod of Sfiras HaOmer is to Mekayim, Alev Tov, a good heart. Because Blazer Ben Rach said, you have Alev Tov, you have a good friend, and you have a good neighbor, and you have Haroi Senol, you see the future, you see everything, you have a good heart, you have everything. When you look at the poor person, you look at the farmer, and you look at the convert, and you care for them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I care for you. You want to have a Matan Torah, let's see what your Sfiras HaOmer looks like. Let's see how you're kind and caring and committed to be sensitive and kind and compassionate. To every single human being. Look at the stories they say about Rav Natan Greenblatt, that's how passed away, his Levaya was today. Rav Natan Mamish, sort of on Rav David Weinberg Shlita's Twitter, just be able to read. Incredible, incredible. He said, I just have to read it. He said that every year he goes from the old city. He goes to be able to, he reads, he goes to be able to interview people in Memphis where his wife went to high school. One day he goes to the United Ticket counter. The extremely southern leader was checking me and said, can I ask you a question? I hope it's not appropriate. Rav Dovra said, no, of course. Said, well, I have a friend and I haven't seen him in a long time since COVID. His name is Nathaniel Greenblatt. I was wondering if you could tell me how he's doing. Rav Dovra said, I immediately recognized Nathaniel Greenblatt was none other than Rav Natan Shlita Zatzal. And well, ma'am, I said, I don't know offhand. I could very much be able to find out if you want. Rav Dovra took her phone down with actual tears in her eyes. She said, well, I don't know. I didn't know he was an important man, but he certainly is a blessed man. Says Rav Dovra, he's a true Mekadosh Shemayim Barabim to every single person he met. To the United flight attendant. He made such a reshim. Obviously, Rav Dovra wasn't flying anymore towards the end of life. Definitely wasn't flying during COVID. At the end of the day, when we brought Reina HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're kind to others. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to be kind to us and our families. What an incredible insight from Rav Ach Pritzvua, from Bnei Yischazkar, and Rav Dovra quoting the beautiful Rav Natan Maisa. There's so many stories. Look at Rav David Beshevkin's Twitter account. Incredible stories about Rav Natan. Moving on to Adida number 4. Adida number 4 comes to us from Nachum Sion. It's also brought down in the Sefer Mori 9. Yutes Yuches. V'havtadecha kamamoicha ani Hashem Elokeichem. Zekal God about Torah. Obviously, there's so many great things to say on this. You should love your friend like yourself. Says Nachum Sion. Even though you know yourself have negative faults, but you still love yourself. You love yourself. We love ourselves, even if we know we mess up sometimes. Our job is to be able to make sure to love other people despite and because of their faults, because of their mistakes and their failures. Just like we give ourselves the benefit of the doubt, and we still love ourselves because of maybe our faults, because we did something wrong, so too the Nachum Sion says, we have to make sure to be able to love other people. And don't look at them and say, oh, you know, they did this to them. No. You don't hate yourself, says Morinam. Just like you don't hate yourself, you can't hate your friend also, because they're missing. Because at the end of the day, the Alter Rebbe said, he said, the Chassidim asked the Alter Rebbe, what's more important, loving Hashem or loving the Jewish people? What did the Alter Rebbe said? Loving, they're both equal. And then he said, no, loving the Jews. Because the Pasuk says, Malachi, I have to ask them, I love them. Because you love what your loved one loves. When you have true Avas Hashem, you have true Avas Yisrael. The Alter Rebbe said, when you love Yidin, when you love every single Jew, when you're kind to every single Jew, you're kind to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That's what the Arizal says, before you daven to your father, if the mugging of Ron brings it down, you have to be able to make sure to make yourself a mitzvah before you come to the daddy, before you come to Tata, before you come to Abba. Abba wants to see how you're treating your brothers and sisters. And says the Menachem Sin, says Morinayim, just like we love ourselves, even with our chesonos, even with our mistakes and failures, we have to show the love to others. And that's the Alter Rebbe said, because when you love every single year, you're really showing love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're loving what your loved one loves, which is ultimately showing love to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What an incredible idea. Moving from the Menachem Sin, the Morinayim, and the Alter Rebbe, moving on to Adin number 5. Adin number 5, staying on this pasuk from the Kosev Rebbe, the Av Shalom. The Av Shalom says, Lo Sikam, Lo Sikam, Asbani Amecha, don't take revenge, and don't hold a grudge. Asbani Amecha, Avta Chakamoich, Hanei Hashem. Love your friend like yourself. Says the Menachem Mendel of Kosev, the Av Shalom. He says, it's not just good enough to love your friend like yourself when it comes to Gashmias. Also, Berichnias. Lo Rak Be'inu Maholam Azalech, Alev Asachavercha. Gam Ruchnis, Ani Hashem, when it comes to Chodesh Baruch Hu, when it comes to your learning, when it comes to your davening, when it comes to Shidduchim, you're not jealous of someone else when it comes to Gashmis, and you love them when a person gets a job, so too when someone is doing well in yeshiva, when someone gets a good Shidduch, when someone has a beautiful learning. Not only you're not happy for them, you love them for it. So now look, read about this in the pasuk. Ani Hashem. Even in the Ani Hashem cases, even in the ruchniest things in your life, you love your friend like yourself. You make sure to be able to show. There's no jealousy chas v'shalom there. You love them like you love yourself. You love them like you with a tremendous love. You love them. It doesn't matter if it's gashmis or ruchnis. At the end of the day, says Menachem from the Kosev Rebbe, when it comes to gashmis ruchnis, we love our friend like ourselves. And this is what the Sfas Emes teaches us. Hazal Chachamah tells us you have to love your friend like yourself. But who first do you have to love? You have to love yourself. You have to be kind to yourself. Who are the people that are most hating? They're most the haters out there because they hate themselves. Says the Sfas Emes, you have to have proper self-love, proper self-perspective. When you're kind to yourself, then you can be kind to others. So this kind of works with the Avashom, but it's a 5B. The Avashom says not only in guys have to be happy with our love your friend, but also in Ruchnius. And the Sfas Emes tells us how to reach that. You love your friend like yourself, because when you love yourself, when you show kindness to yourself, you show kindness to others. Let's review these 5 ideas. You start off saying, Rav Slonim, Ki Kadosh Ani. How are we supposed to be holy? Kiddushim to you? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is holy. And if Kadosh Baruch Hu implanted the Chelek HaKamim HaMamash within each and every one of us, then we have the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We have the potential. We have the capacity. Why are you running? Says the Baal Tanya, Chelek HaKamim HaMamash. We have the Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of us. You can run, but you can't hide. Every single Yid, every single person has a Kadosh Baruch Hu within them. The second idea of the Rabbi Bialal, the Rabbina, says, Aftunu Alilim. Right, Ani Hashem Lechem. Don't serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu because of the negative things in your life and you're scared. Ani Hashem Lechem. Look at the godliness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Look at your greatness of your life. Look at the science. Look at the natural world, like the Rambam says in the second parak of the Hilchos Sodei Torah. And then you'll get to Avas Hashem. Look at your own personal life, says Rav Blachman, and then you get to Avas Hashem. An incredible idea for the Bialal Rebbe. Look at the Ani Hashem Lechem of your life, and then you get to Avas Hashem. This point of the godliness of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Bialal Rebbe, Rav Rambam, and the Rav Blachman. The third idea of the Rav Pitvua. When you're kind to the convert and you leave the payah and you leave the shikha and all these gifts for the poor and for the convert, then it's ma'ir rachman b'kadosh baruch Hu. As B'nai's Hasar says, when I have shavuos, you have to work on your Lev Tov. Lev Tov, Gematria 49, that's what all about the Midos. That's what we're all about. Menachem Sion, you love your friend like yourself. What does that mean? You love yourself even with your mistakes and even your failures, so too. If your friend hurts you, someone in your family messes up, you love them just like you love yourself with your mistakes. You have to love them with their friends and their mistakes. Menachem Sion and Morinayim said the same idea. And the Alter Rebbe said, what's better on a higher level? What's a higher level? Loving your friend or loving Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Alter Rebbe said equal. And then he said no, loving Jews. Because you love Jews, when you're loving what your loved one loves, I have to ask him. You're loving Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the whole Indian of that Rizal. To take part in the mitzvah before you daven, when Magid Avraham brings it down. The fifth and final idea, the Av Hashem says, when it comes to Ani Hashem, what's Ani Hashem do? What's it doing there? Even the Ani Hashem cases, even in the ruchniest things, specifically, your friend's doing well in yeshiva, she got rid of good shidduch, she's doing well in her kindness, they're doing well having a geshmak seder, you have to show tremendous love. The Sfas Emes teaches us, when you love your friend like yourself, first you have to show love to yourself. And then you can show love to others. Then once you show kindness to yourself, then you can show kindness to others. B'shem Zochav Ez Hashem, to lean into our Kedusha, to the Chelek HaKamim Mamash within yourself, to be able to look at the Galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu within our own personal lives, to find the Avas Hashem in our own personal lives, to be able to understand the more Rachman we bring down, and the more Rachman HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring to us, to be kind to ourselves, be kind to others, even with their trappings and mistakes and failures, and to understand at the end of the day to always be kind, to have Avas Yisrael, Gashmis, but specifically also in Ruchnis for our friend's successes as well. B'ez Hashem, good Chodesh.